We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome to this special episode of Outside the Trenches. I'm BJ Kissel. This is going to be a one-man show, and the reason why, coming off that Grim Reaper game, the 13 seconds game, whatever we're going to call one of the greatest games, not only in just Chiefs history, but one of the greatest playoff games in NFL history that we were all witnessing last night, Chiefs 42, Bills 36. It's one for the ages. And because anyone who's listened to us at KC Sports Network, we spend a lot of time saying, don't normalize greatness. Enjoy every step of this, because unlike a lot of fan bases out there, they don't know the struggle that we have all been dealing with throughout our lives. And so we are definitely going to lean in and appreciate every aspect of what's happening right now with the Kansas City Chiefs and how special everything that's going on right now truly is. And so with that in mind, I'm just going to list through some of the crazy stats and some of the crazy things that we're all going to remember coming off of that unforgettable game last night against the Buffalo Bills. So without further ado, here are some of the crazy things to remember from last night's game. A lot of this is courtesy of Chiefs Communications. The Chiefs extend their home playoff winning streak in overtime on Sunday night with that 42-36 overtime victory. The Chiefs have now won six consecutive playoff games at Arrowhead Stadium, and extending the club's franchise record and tying for the 10th longest home playoff winning streak in NFL history, and that's dating back to the 1970 merger. It's also the longest active postseason home winning streak in the NFL right now. It is the fourth consecutive season that the Chiefs will host the AFC title game, extending a franchise record and becoming just the seventh team in NFL history to play in at least four consecutive conference championship games. Now, with Cincinnati's win against the Tennessee Titans on Saturday, and the Chiefs winning, they become the first team in NFL history to host four consecutive conference championship games. Again, Arrowhead Stadium will be the first in NFL history to host four consecutive AFC title games. That is absolutely bananas. All right, moving along. We just talked about most consecutive postseason wins in NFL history. The Chiefs are now tied for 10th with six, going back to January 12th, 2020 to right now. Again, those are home playoff wins. Most consecutive conference championship appearances, just talked about that, tied for third with four. That is the Kansas City Chiefs, following the New England Patriots from 2011 to 2018, had eight consecutive trips to the conference championship. To just continue to reiterate how crazy the Patriots dynasty was during that Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era. All right, here's another one. The Chiefs top the franchise record books after offense shines in win against the Bills. The Chiefs had 552 total net yards of offense in the win over the Bills, and that set a new franchise record for a postseason game. Club also tied a franchise record with 30 first downs against the Bills and tallied a franchise postseason record with 21 passing first downs in the game. Again, the Chiefs just set a franchise record with 552 yards of total offense, and they did that against the Buffalo Bills, who came into that game as the number one defense in the NFL throughout the regular season, and that's in scoring defense and in total yards. And that was a defense that was allowing just 172 yards passing per game and only 17 points. Chiefs went up, put 42 and 552 yards of total offense. Absolutely banana sandwich. All right. And going back, so most yards in a postseason game, 552, that beat the previous franchise record, which was 513, set against the Indianapolis Colts in that game that we all don't want to remember, but now we should lean in and remember because it makes days like yesterday and stretches like we have right now all the more special. And then other games that were up there against the Pittsburgh Steelers from just a week ago, that was 478 yards of total offense. And then before that, the game against Miami, the longest game in NFL history, there on Christmas Day, December 25th, 1971. It had 451 yards of offense against the Miami Dolphins that day. And then the last one, number five, January 24th of last year against the Buffalo Bills in the AFC title game, 439 yards. Again, absolutely crazy that four of the five best games in postseason history for the Chiefs offense have come with Andy Reid as their head coach. All right, let's move on. Speaking of Andy Reid, Andy Reid ties Don Shula on the win chart. Andy Reid tallied his 19th career postseason victory against the Bills on Sunday night, tying Hall of Famer Don Shula for 19 career postseason wins. That's the third most career postseason wins by a head coach in NFL history. He now trails Hall of Famer Tom Landry, who has 20. So with a win against the Cincinnati Bengals next week, Andy Reid will tie for the second most wins by an NFL head coach in postseason history. Not going to surprise anyone that the number one spot is held by Bill Belichick, who has 31 career postseason wins. So that's just about four or five more seasons of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid working together. But absolutely crazy what Andy Reid has done here in Kansas City. Most postseason wins by a head coach in Chiefs history, Andy Reid already in first place with 9, extending that lead over Hank Stram, who has 5, and Marty Schottenheimer, who had 3. All right, NFL record book for the most combined wins, regular or postseason. Andy Reid, 5th all time with 252 career wins. And then here is probably the coolest one for Andy Reid. Coaches to reach 4 consecutive conference championship games. We just mentioned Bill Belichick and New England Patriots between 2011 and 2018, 8 consecutive conference championship games. Number 2, the late John Madden with the Oakland Raiders from 1973 to 1977. He did that 5 consecutive conference championship game appearances. And then you've got 3 people tied with 4 consecutive conference championship game appearances. Tom Landry with the Dallas Cowboys from 1970 to 1973. Marv Levy with the Buffalo Bills from 1990 to 1993. And then you've got Andy Reid with the Philadelphia Eagles from 2001 to 2004. And then Andy Reid with the Kansas City Chiefs from 2018 to 2021. Talk about not normalizing greatness and not taking for granted what we are all experiencing right now. That is a phenomenal way to look at it and what we have with Andy Reid as a head coach. All right, trio of players set franchise record for the Chiefs in postseason appearances. It's Travis Kelce, Daniel Sorensen, and James Winchester all appeared in their 14th career postseason game with the Chiefs last night, establishing a franchise record for most postseason games played by those three. In addition, Tyreek Hill and DeMarcus Robinson each appeared in their 12th postseason game, moving into a tie for the 5th most postseason appearances in franchise history. Then you've got Chris Jones and Harrison Butker with their 11th, tying for the 8th most in team history. And then 5 guys, that is Patrick Mahomes, Anthony Hitchens, Ben Neiman, Derek Nottie, and Charvarius Ward, each move into double digits with their 10th postseason appearance with the club. And those are the kind of stats that are going to continue to happen with all of the success that they've had. So now let's move into the superlative areas of Patrick Mahomes. And again, this is a special podcast where we are just trying not to normalize the greatness and trying to experience all of the phenomenal stats and storylines and all of those little nuggets coming out of last night's game, because there is no shortage of them. and the music in the background is because the game will be known as the Grim Reaper game. 13 seconds, the 13 second Reaper. I'm sure there's going to be 8,000 t-shirts to be made available that everybody can purchase based on Andy Reid's post-game comments telling Patrick Mahomes before the 13 second drive in which they went 50 yards to set up a game tying field goal by Harrison Butker, that when things look grim, be the Grim Reaper. That will go down in Chiefs history, and all we can hope is that one of them was mic'd up and they caught that, because anyone who hasn't seen the other mic'd up, which was put out on, it's been on, out on social media, but the play to Travis Kelce to set up the game time field goal, you have Mahomes on audio yelling, "Do it, Kelce, do it," based on a conversation they had before that play as to what they were expecting and that the middle was going to be open based on what Kelce had told Mahomes. And then it just so happens that they picked up a huge chunk of yards that put them in position for Harrison Butker to hit, I believe, that 49-yard field goal. But anyway, let's move on to more of these stats. And this is the Patrick Mahomes section of this podcast. And the title, Mahomes Shines in Air and Ground. Mahomes finished the game 33 of 44, 75% completion for 378 yards and three touchdowns and no picks. That's good for a 123.1 passer rating. His 33 completions are the most in a single postseason game in franchise history, and the 44 attempts are the fourth most in a single postseason game in franchise history, and the 75% completion percentage is the fourth best single game mark in franchise history. And his 378-yard passing is the second most in a single game in postseason history. All right. Whew. There's a lot of these. So, I think anyone listening, remember Patrick Mahomes against the Pittsburgh Steelers, January 16th, 2022, which would be last week. The 404 yards he had against Pittsburgh is the most in franchise history. And the other 378-yard game is, or was, the Alex Smith at the Indianapolis Colts, again, back on January 4th, 2014. And those games that you didn't want to think about for the longest time. And now it's okay to go back and think about those because you get to feel the other side of it. Right. So, Mahomes added seven carries for a game-high 69 yards, good for 9.9 yards per carry average in that game against the Bills. He had an eight-yard touchdown rush in which he beat an all-pro defensive back to the corner and dove for the pylon, scoring a touchdown in another ridiculous manner that can only be summed up by he's the GOAT, and we get to witness it. He's 26 years old, and he's doing things that have never happened in NFL history, and we'd all get to witness it. But Mahomes' 69 yards rushing are the most by a quarterback in a single postseason game in franchise history. He now has 305 career postseason rushing yards, extending his franchise record as a quarterback. And now he is just 82 yards rushing shy of setting the franchise record for rushing yards by a player, not just a quarterback or not a running back, whatever. Most rushing yards by a Chiefs player in postseason history. Patrick Mahomes is 82 yards away from ranking number one in the league. And last night marks Mahomes' fourth career postseason game with a rushing and a passing touchdown. And per ESPN Stats and Info, Mahomes is now tied for the third most such games in NFL history, trailing only Steve Young, who had seven, Tom Brady, who had five. He's already tied with John Elway and Donovan McNabb. So, again, the postseason, the 69 yards rushing, it was very nice from Patrick Mahomes against the Buffalo Bills, surpassed Alex Smith's 57 yards rushing, again, against that Indianapolis Colts team back in 2014. All right. As we continue on here, most rushing touchdowns in a postseason career for the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes ranks second with those five that we just mentioned, trailing only Super Bowl hero Damian Williams in five career games, had six career rushing touchdowns during his 2 years in 2018 and 2019 with the club during the postseason. All right, now we've got Chiefs record book for the most touchdowns in the postseason in a career. With 14 games, ranking number one, the greatest tight end in NFL history, Travis Kelce. Again, 11 touchdowns. Damian Williams, overall touchdowns, ranks number two with 10. Patrick Mahomes with five, because the passing touchdowns don't count. That's just rushing or receiving. But you see Travis Kelce, Damian Williams, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill are all the top four. And surprisingly, Byron Pringle ranks fifth, or excuse me, tied for fifth with three career postseason touchdowns. Awesome to see from the former undrafted free agent who made an absolutely unbelievable catch that will probably get forgotten because it happened in the first half of that game, but it should not be forgotten because it put him in a position to get to where they did and overcome the fact that they had a missed field goal and a missed extra point. They had to make up those 4 points. Byron Pringle's catch absolutely did that and kept him in the game during a huge moment.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, in the win, Mahomes passed Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson for the most passing yards by a quarterback in the postseason in his first five seasons in the NFL with 3,106 yards. He also moved past quarterback Joe Flacco at 373 for the most postseason passes attempted by a player in his first five seasons in NFL history, reaching 384 postseason pass attempts. And again, we've got two games left. They take care of business against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. All right, and moving on to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill hauls in 100 yards in the win and crosses the 1,000-yard mark for his postseason career. Tyreek Hill caught 11 passes for 150 yards with a 64-yard touchdown in this game. His 11 receptions against the Bills are the second most by a player in a single postseason game in franchise history. His 150 receiving yards are tied for the second most in a single postseason game. And the 64-yard touchdown reception was the third longest scoring reception in the postseason in franchise history. He now owns four career 100-yard receiving games in the postseason, the second most in franchise history, only behind Travis Kelce, who had seven. Hill owns 77 career receptions in the postseason and has 1,003 receiving yards with those. Both his reception and receiving yards totals are the second most in franchise history, trailing only his buddy, Travis Kelce. Hill now has four career receiving touchdowns in the postseason and five total postseason touchdowns overall, tying for the second most in receiving touchdowns and tying for the third most total touchdowns in franchise history, respectively. If you think I'm getting tired of listing off all of these stats, I am not. We are not going to normalize this greatness. Chiefs record book for the most receiving yards in a game in postseason history. Number one, Tyreek Hill against the Buffalo Bills in the AFC title game, 172 yards. Tied for number two, Tyreek last night against the Bills with 150. And also, our good friend Dwayne Bowe, again, that Colts game back in 2014. Huge offensive numbers put up in that game. That's why we continue talking about it. Now, the longest pass reception in postseason history for the Chiefs, number one, game back in 2014. Kudos to anybody who knew this off the top of their head, but Donnie Avery, the 79-yard reception from Alex Smith, still ranks number one in Chiefs history currently. That could change next week. The number two, Tyreek Hill against Buffalo from the AFC title game
last year. That was 71 yards. And then again, 64 yards from Tyreek Hill last night from Patrick Mahomes, January 23rd, 2022. And then the other two, 63 yards, Elmo Wright versus Miami. Longest game in NFL history, 1971 on Christmas Day. That was from Lenny Dawson. And also with 63 yards, Dwayne Bowe against the Indianapolis Colts back in 2014. All right, and moving along. Chiefs record book, most pass receptions in a postseason career. Number one, Travis Kelce, 96 receptions in 14 career postseason games. Bananas. Number two, Tyreek Hill, 77 career pass receptions in the playoffs. Okay, Travis Kelce, number one with 96. Tyreek Hill, number two with 77. Tied for third with 27. Otis Taylor in seven games, J.J. Burden in eight games. And then fifth with 25 career postseason receptions, Sammy Watkins in his six career games during his 3 years with the Chiefs from 2018 to 2020. All right. As we continue to move along, we are going to get to the Travis Kelce section because it's where it starts to get really crazy. All right. Ooh, here's another one. Quick one with Tyreek Hill. We got a couple. Chiefs record book. Most punt returns in a career. Number one, Travis Kelce. Postseason career. Tyreek Hill, 12 career punt returns, ranks number one in Chiefs franchise history, surpassing, was tied with Mike Garrett, who had 11 between 1966 and 1970, and his famous 65 toss power trap touchdown. Had nothing to do with punt returns, but a little nugget for you. Tied for third with seven career punt returns in the playoffs, Mecole Hardman in his eight games, and then Danon Hughes, in six games, had seven career punt returns in the postseason between 1993 and 1998. Now, the longest punt return in Chiefs postseason history is 48 yards, and it was by Mecole Hardman against the Pittsburgh Steelers a week ago. Number two, Tyreek Hill against the Buffalo Bills last night. 45 yards following the penalty where they still, for whatever reason, decided to kick it to him. And they knew he was back there, and he made them pay. See if the Bengals do that next week, or if they just kick it out of bounds and we gain that yardage back. All right. Travis Kelce continues ascension into postseason receiving charts. Travis Kelce caught eight passes for 96 yards and added the game-winning eight-yard touchdown reception in overtime. Kelce extends his franchise record to 96 postseason receptions, which ranks as the fourth most by a single player in the postseason career in NFL history. He only trails Rob Gronkowski, who has 98, two more receptions for the most by a tight end in NFL postseason history. And I'll reiterate that. Travis Kelce has 96 career receptions in the postseason. Rob Gronkowski has two more at 98. Rob Gronkowski leads among all tight ends in postseason history with number of receptions. That record will be broken against the Cincinnati Bengals, and Rob Gronkowski is not playing in the postseason because the Bucs lost. The most pass receptions in a postseason career, not just for tight ends, but for anyone, is Jerry Rice at 151. And again, Travis Kelce is fourth right now at 96. Rob Gronkowski, number three, with 98 overall. And then Julian Edelman, not a huge surprise there, 118 career receptions. So Travis Kelce is 23 receptions shy of moving into second place all time in number of receptions in a postseason career. That could be a stretch. It's a couple really, really good games against the Bengals and then in the Super Bowl against either the Rams or the 49ers. Kelce's touchdown reception to win the game gave him 11 career postseason receiving touchdowns, ranking as the fourth most by any player in NFL history. He only trails Rob Gronkowski's record of 15 for a tight end. Again, Kelce has 11 career postseason touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski has the most with 15. And overall, not just among tight ends, but all players, most receiving touchdowns in a postseason career, Jerry Rice with 22. It's going to take a while to get there. Again, Travis Kelce, number four with 11. Jerry Rice, number one with 22. But in terms of tight end, again, Travis Kelce with 11. Rob Gronkowski with 15. He's four shy of tying Rob Gronkowski for most postseason touchdowns. He's only two receptions shy of tying him for the most receptions in franchise history. Now let's move on to yards, because it's probably what you're thinking next. Travis Kelce, number two in NFL history among tight ends with the most receiving yards in a postseason career with 1,196. He is about 194 yards shy of passing Rob Gronkowski for the most receiving yards by a tight end in postseason history for the entire NFL, for anyone who's ever played the game. So, to reiterate, Travis Kelce looking up at Rob Gronkowski on these postseason all-time receiving marks. He's 194 yards shy of being number one. He's three receptions shy of being number one there, and he's five receptions shy of being number one there. And obviously one less on all of those to be tied. And with the eight receptions last night against the Bills, Kelce also extended his streak for playoff games with at least three receptions to 14 consecutive games, tied for the second longest streak of postseason games with at least three receptions in NFL history. He ties Julian Edelman and Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerry Rice and his NFL record of 16 consecutive postseason games with at least three receptions. So if he does that against the Bengals and then we go to the Super Bowl and he gets at least three receptions, he will have tied Hall of Famer Jerry Rice for the most consecutive games with at least three receptions in postseason history. Don't normalize greatness. Chiefs record book for the most points in a postseason career. Harrison Butker extends his record to 83 total points, surpassing or extending his lead over guy we just got done talking about, Travis Kelce, who's got 66 career points. The most field goals in a postseason career, again, Harrison Butker with 14, extends his lead over Jan Stenerud, who had 9, and Nick Lowry, who had 8. Chiefs record book for the most receiving touchdowns in a postseason career. We talked about this a couple of times, but Travis Kelce ranks number one with 11. Damian Williams and Tyreek Hill are tied for second. Again, the most receiving touchdowns in a postseason career for the Chiefs. Travis Kelce, number one with 11. Damian Williams and Tyreek Hill tied for second with 4. And then in fourth place, all by himself, with 3 receiving touchdowns in his postseason career, Byron Pringle. All right, Mecole Hardman. His 25-yard touchdown run in the third quarter of the win last night over the Bills gave the Chiefs a 23-14 lead. It was the first postseason rushing touchdown of Mecole Hardman's career. He finished with 2 carries for 31 yards and had 1 reception for 26 yards. Should not be forgotten, a couple of the plays when he touched the ball were sparks that the Chiefs absolutely need. Huge shout out to Mecole Hardman and what he was able to do in stepping up for the Chiefs offense when they needed it last night. All right, and Melvin Ingram sacks Josh Allen and forces a fumble in the second quarter. It also resulted in a loss of 11 yards. It was Ingram's second postseason sack with the Chiefs and the 13th postseason sack of his career. Ingram finished with 3 tackles, including 1 for a loss, a forced fumble, and that strip sack. Again, we talk about the Chiefs defense as pre-Melvin Ingram and post-Melvin Ingram. As those pass rushers, you've got 3 guys who are just absolute problems with Frank Clark, Chris Jones, and now a 3rd guy with Melvin Ingram. They'll just keep passing around. Who gets a chance to make the play? Who's got the one-on-one? How can they take advantage of it? All right, and one other guy that we talked about on the post-game show last night that deserves a little shout-out, Jaron Reed. He sacked Josh Allen for a loss of 5 yards in the fourth quarter, and it was the 3rd postseason sack of his career. That's for Jaron Reed, and it was his first with the Chiefs. He finished that game with 6 tackles, including 1 for loss and 1 quarterback hit to go with the sack. Again, those are just some of the crazy numbers and things that are coming out from the Chiefs win over the Buffalo Bills. We're all going to remember who we were with, where we were, and all of those good things, but the stats that I spent the last 25 minutes going through are little nuggets that you can tell your friends look smarter at the water cooler, or play the, yeah, that's cool, but what about this? The well actually stuff. All of this is just really, really special, and we got to figure out what we're going to call this game. So let me know in the comments and the YouTube or Twitter, wherever it's at, is this the 13 seconds game? Is it the Grim Reaper game? We're going to go with the 13-second Reaper. We got to figure this out. Everybody's got to be on the same page as far as how we're going to do this. But we appreciate you for your continued support of what we got going on at KC Sports Network. If you're listening to us on Monday, don't worry. The KC Laboratory will be going live Monday night at 6:30. Those guys dig into the stats and they get into the film as much as they can to break it down and explain what they saw and continue to facilitate dialogue about a game that none of us are going to forget for the rest of our lives and a game that we'll be telling stories about to our grandchildren. So hopefully some of the stats and nuggets that you heard on this podcast, you can use to them right now or 20 years from now to document what a special win this was. But we appreciate all of your support. Please rate, review, subscribe, follow us. We've got multiple shows, multiple videos for you guys all throughout the week, whether it's on our Substack, kcsn.substack.com. If you love getting a daily newsletter, we send one every morning at 6 a.m. Or whether you're a YouTube person, go to youtube.com/KC Sports Network. We've got all our podcasts and we've got video series with Matt Castle, Derek Johnson, each week breaking down the Chiefs' previous game. A lot of cool stuff from Matt Castle and Derek Johnson, along with the rest of the KC Sports Network crew. And we'll continue to bring a lot of quality content to you guys throughout the week and into the off season. So appreciate all of your support. We will see you guys next time. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you later. Go Chiefs.